Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most exciting little moments in Jungle and Old School DnB, the rewind, the reload, that classic pullback feeling that makes the crowd go, wait for it and then hit them again. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with a beginner-friendly workflow that keeps CPU load nice and low, so you're not fighting your laptop while you're trying to make the tune bounce. The big idea here is simple. You're not trying to create a giant overcomplicated arrangement. You're building a tight drum and bass loop, then adding a short rewind moment that feels like a DJ-style reset. That rewind becomes a phrase punctuation mark. It tells the listener, something just ended, and now we're about to drop back and even harder. So let's think like a jungle producer for a moment. The groove is the star, the drums are alive, the bass is focused, and the rewind is there to make the arrangement feel intentional and energetic. If you keep it short, musical, and clear, it will sound way more powerful than a bunch of heavy effects stacked everywhere. First, start a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and old school DnB. If you want to experiment later, you can move a little slower or faster, but 170 is a great starting point. Now set up just a few tracks. You only need a drums track, a bass track, an atmosphere or effects track, and maybe a return track for reverb or delay. Keeping the session small helps with CPU, and honestly, it also keeps your thinking clear. In this style, less really can be more. For your drum foundation, grab a break sample and drop it onto an audio track, or if you prefer, into simpler inside a drum rack. For beginners, the easiest move is to loop a 1-bar or 2-bar section of the break and let it do the heavy lifting. Turn warp on, set the warp mode to beats, and make sure the transients still feel punchy. You want that classic chopped break energy, not something that sounds over quantized and robotic. If the groove needs a bit more weight, layer a kick on 1 and snare on 2 and 4, but don't overbuild it. The break should still feel like the main character. Jungle and old school DnB often sound exciting, because the drums have movement, ghost notes, and a bit of chaos. That human swing is part of the vibe. To keep the drum bus tight and efficient, use stock tools. A Q8 can clean up low rumble, saturator can add a little glue, and utility can help you check mono if needed. You do not need a massive processing chain here. In fact, if the drums already feel good, the best move is often to stop touching them. Next, let's build the bass. For a clean low end, load operator and use a sine wave. Keep it simple, low, and centered. Put utility after it and keep the width at zero, or as close to fully mono as possible. That gives you a solid sub that won't fight the drums or smear the mix. If you want some movement, duplicate that bass or create a second layer using Waveeatable or another operator patch with a dirtier tone. A restyle layer works well here. A couple of detune saws, a bit of filter movement, and light saturation can give you that old school DnB edge without eating too much CPU. Use auto filter to shape the motion and keep the bass pattern rhythmic and spacious. That space matters. In this style, the bass should talk to the drums, not yell over them the whole time. Try making the bass hit on offbeats or leaving little gaps so the break can breathe. The more you leave room, the bigger your rewind moment will feel later. Now for the fun part, the rewind. There are a few ways to do this in Ableton Live 12, and the best beginner method is usually the simplest one. Duplicate the last 1 bar, or even the last 2 beats, of your drum section. Then reverse that audio. Suddenly you've got that backward motion that instantly suggests a pullback or reload. You can place that reversed clip right before the redrop, and it already starts to feel like a DJ-style rewind. You can push it further with automation. Draw a quick volume fade down on the drum bus or clip volume over the last half bar. That gives you the feeling of the track being sucked backward. If you want even more drama, automate a low-pass filter so the sound closes down as the rewind happens. A cutoff moving from bright down into the low mids can make the whole moment feel like it's disappearing into a tunnel. A really nice beginner trick is this. Take the last snare hit before the drop ends, duplicate it, reverse the copy, and automate it a little quieter as it trails off. Then add a short reverb tail. That's enough to make the moment feel intentional without needing a bunch of fancy sound design. Remember, the rewind should be short. Usually half a bar to 1 bar is enough. If you make it too long, you lose impact. In DnB, especially with a fast tempo, the energy needs to keep moving. Now let's make it feel like a proper reload. At the end of your 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, pull the drums back briefly. Let one snare or chopped break hit linger for just a moment. Then bring in the reversed audio. Maybe leave a tiny slice of silence right before the redrop. That small gap can make the return hit much harder than a long effect-heavy transition. This is where arrangement thinking becomes important. Don't treat the rewind like a random effect. Treat it like a doorway into the next section. You're telling the listener that the first phrase is over, and the second phrase is about to land with more energy. So a good basic structure might be intro, build, drop, rewind, redrop, in bars that could look like 8 bars of filtered intro, 8 bars of groove building, 16 bars of full drop, then your rewind, then another 16 bars with a variation. And that variation is important. After the rewind, don't just copy and paste the exact same thing. Change one small detail. Maybe remove one bass note. Maybe add a new hat pattern. Maybe chop the break a little differently. Even a tiny change makes the second drop feel like progression instead of repetition. While you're doing this, keep an eye on CPU. Use stock devices wherever possible. Reverbs and delays are best on return tracks, not sprayed across every channel. If something is sounding good and you're done with it, freeze or flatten it. That keeps the project light and makes it easier to move forward without getting stuck in sound design limbo. Also, if the rewind section starts to feel messy, remove elements before you add more. That's a big one. In jungle and old school DDNB, space creates impact. You don't need every track playing all the time. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is drop out the kick for a beat, let the bass duck away, and let the reload breathe. A couple of stop effects can help a lot here. Echo can give you a quick tail or a little smear right before the reset. Reverb can add space, but keep it short and controlled. Auto filter is excellent for making the rewind feel darker and more tunnel-like. If you want a bit of grit, vinyl distortion or saturator can add character, but use them lightly so you don't blur the drum groove. If you want a more authentic jungle feel, try resampling your best loop. Record the groove to audio, then chop and reverse the printed section. This saves CPU and also makes the track easier to rearrange. It's a very classic way to work, and it can lead to more interesting edits, because you're now shaping audio instead of just staring at MIDI notes. Here's a really practical beginner exercise. Set your tempo to 170, build a 2-bar drum loop, add a simple operator sub, duplicate the last bar of drums, reverse it, automate the volume down over the last half bar, and hit the final snare with a little reverb send. Then bring the full groove back in with one small change. If you can hear the rewind clearly and the drop feels exciting after it, you've nailed the concept. If you want to level it up a little, try a micro rewind. Instead of rewinding a whole bar, just rewind one beat or even one quarter note. That can create a super fast reload that keeps momentum moving. Or try a 2-stage rewind, a tiny reverse hit first, then a bigger drop out right after. That wait for it feeling can be really strong in faster DNB arrangements. You can also make the bass pull back while the drums keep rolling. That's a more subtle version of the same idea, and it works great in rollers or darker tunes. Another nice trick is reverse to dry contrast. Follow a blurred reverse tail with a completely dry drum hit, and that dry hit can sound massive by comparison. As you build, keep checking the mix at low volume. If the rewind still reads clearly when the speakers are quiet, it's probably strong enough to work in a club mix too. That's a good sign you've got the arrangement working. So to recap the main workflow, start with a tight drum and bass loop. Keep your project lightweight. Build a short reversed or filtered rewind moment. Use automation to shape the energy, and then drop back in with a small variation. That's the whole formula. In jungle and old school DNB, the rewind works because it makes the groove feel bigger. It's not just a special effect, it's part of the composition. It gives the listener a clear moment of tension, reset, and release. Keep it short, keep it musical, keep it punchy. And if you get that classic reload feeling with just a few stock Ableton tools, you're already on the right path.